Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We have two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And we will do our best to help you out with computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. So again, with the caller before the news break there, Bob and I are of the opinion that maybe your system is a little underpowered, and or maybe there's some sort of application that's chewing up your resources. So again, go do Control-Alt-Delete, get in your system properties, and try to see if you can do that in the task manager, see what processes are pegging out your usage to see if that's what's going on when you freeze up like that. And that might give you a clue as to where the problem is. We have a couple comments on our old Facebook page here. Jack was asking about, we talked about crypto and how we're not fans of the fake money and how we talked about it. China's cracking down on it. The IRS is going to start doing some things about it. We're going to also see much more regulation, I hope, of crypto. And Jack was saying, I thought crypto had a public ledger. And it does have a public ledger. It's called the blockchain. And the blockchain is something that all these computers are actually there to support the processing and documenting of every transaction. The problem is you don't know who is getting what. That's why the ransomware guys love using these wallets that are pretty much untraceable. You don't know who is getting the $45 million ransoms. If you knew who's getting the ransoms, right, then the FBI or those guys would go after them and take them out. But because crypto is kind of anonymous, and you can see that the transactions occur, but you don't know where they went and what they bought and what they were doing with this fake money, it really hides the criminals. And then another caller asked about Thomas talking about, where do you dispose of the batteries on this truck? When you crash it, it fails, or you want a new model. And Bob, you were trying to figure that out, right, as far as where the batteries?
Yeah, it's in the article. I gotta scroll down, but they have like this new battery technology that they're using, which doesn't take as long to charge. It charges and holds the charge for longer.
Yeah,
it doesn't cost as much, and they have like units.
So the batteries are broken down into chunks.
So okay. Let's say if one unit fails, they can replace just the unit.
Yeah.
But then they have a picture. It's in the article.
Yeah.
If you could scroll down to the bottom, it shows the chassis and where all the battery units are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you got to understand is these are special high voltage batteries.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But again, replacing them is they're modular, so I suspect you'll be able to give them back to Ford, and you buy a new battery, they pop it in. And
when they run out, you can always replace the entire battery pack too.
Yeah,
and it uses less heavy metals.
Yeah,
and I forget what it is without looking at the article again. I got to go back to that.
Well, that's good.
And
using less heavy metals is a good thing. So again, we're not experts on this technology as far as its use on the cleanup side of things. Because yes, even with solar panels, there's issues with recycling those too. So we understand your question there, Tom. Let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Norma in Weathersfield next. What's going on, Norma?
Hi. I'm looking for a recommendation on a computer and possibly a printer scanner. I have a small business, and I'd like to run QuickBooks. I do need to send out letters. And I had originally thought I'd go buy an Apple, and someone said, no, I don't think that's going to be good. And then they recommended I call you and ask for a suggestion.
There we go. That person is great. Apples can work fine. I mean, Apple, as long as the tool you're buying runs the software you want to run, and I'm pretty certain that QuickBooks will run on Apple, you could do it. You could run Apple, especially if you're an Apple Mac person already. Is that what you have now for a computer?
Yeah, that's what I'm pretty comfortable. I'm actually very comfortable using anything, but I use Apples predominantly.
Yeah, so I would be crazy to tell you not to use a tool you're familiar with. The only drawback of Apple is its cost, right? It's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably will be able to buy two computers, PCs, for the price of one Apple. Mm. So as you grow, and as your business grows, you're going to say, geez, do I want to keep buying these Apple devices, or do I have to hire four people? You're not going to buy four Apples.
Right.
And you're also going to find that not as many people are familiar with Apple as you are.
That is another issue, yes.
Yeah. So in our business, of the clients we serve, very few of them are running Apple devices. But I'd be crazy to tell you can't. But again, a PC would work. An i5-based system with 8 gigs of RAM, solid-state hard drive would be your basic spec. For a good business machine. And you said you're going to write letters, but you're not going to mail them anymore, are you? You're going to email them, right?
No. Some of the people that I need to get letters off to will have to have the old stamp and sent out type of mail.
All right. So then you want to look at laser printers, or we talk about these, EcoSmart printer? I can't remember the name of it. It's an inkjet printer we actually have here at Tab that uses almost no ink. What was it called? It's the Epson... I have to go look. I can't remember it. But there is a very good inkjet printer these days that actually has very low cost per page printing. So you can go laser or ink. I think laser is going to give you a lot more longevity. HP lasers are really good. EcoSmart. Yeah, the Epson EcoSmart. Thanks, Mike.
Epson EcoSmart. Okay.
Yeah. So either that or a low cost laser. But you want multifunction, right? You want to be able to scan, print, copy. And lasers are really good for that, too.
Yeah, with multifunction, because I also make copies and I do scan documents as well.
Yeah, so look at the HP line. I think the EcoSmart has a multifunction option, too. So between those two, I would give those recommendations. But if you really want to run a Mac and you don't think you're going to have a bunch of systems, I'd be a hypocrite to tell you not to do that.
Well, let's go back to sort of the other one. What were you saying in terms of configuration, in terms of the computer power? What am I looking for again?
i5 processor. So you want a good gen i5 processor, 9th, 10th, 11th gen Intel processor, i5. And then you want 8 gigs of RAM at least.
Okay.
And a solid-state hard drive. Be careful on the solid-state hard drives. You need at least 500 gigs.
500K on the hard drive?
Gigs. 500 gigs.
Gigs minimum.
Yeah. Okay. If you get something too small, you'll find that Windows operating system will chew up most of your space. And then you're going to load QuickBooks and you're going to say, geez, I can't do anything else on my computer.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to avoid here. I don't want to buy anything too small.
Right.
Don't buy an
i3.
Way too much.
Yeah, don't buy an i3. You want to stick with an i5 and go from there. What kind of business?
Oh, it's kind of a rental business, rental of property.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's very helpful. Thank
you
very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling. Tell your friend she was right to have you call us.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about setting up a business, you want to do it as cheaply as you can, and PCs are less expensive than Apple Macs. I'm sorry, they are. What are you looking at here, Bob?
So, I got the information on the battery.
Yeah, how to dispose of it or get a new one? Or
well, no. It talks about it. So it says, just like its body, the Lightning's powertrain is basically one and done. Every example will feature a dual motor setup that provides full standard full-time four-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And says, wait a minute here, battery size. The Lightning is the largest non-battery Ford has ever offered. Pack feature pouch-style cell, it says, uses dramatically less cobalt than previous formulations. The automaker hasn't said how big these battery packs are, but based on the estimates from the E-Transit and the Mustang,
mm-hmm.
the E-Mustang, that they think that the small one, which gives you 230 miles of range at 100, and the larger one is 150 kilowatt hours. Mm-hmm. And batteries are protected by massive frame rails. It's in between the frame rails and extensive skid plates, so off-roading shouldn't be a problem. And
it shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. Well, you know, some people are pretty crazy with their off-roading. So,
sure.
And then it goes on. Part of the article, if you go down a little bit further, is when you plug the charger into your house, let's say you have a power outage, you know, during a snowstorm or something.
No, that never happens in Connecticut.
It can. You can use those batteries to run your house for, and depending on how you conserve energy, between 3 and 10 days.
What?
Well, actually, they sent a bunch of, during that last thing they had down in Texas, they sent a bunch of these trucks down to Texas.
But not those trucks. They sent the old-fashioned gasoline power because they have a generator built in.
The generator built in.
But you're telling me the battery is going to run your house?
For 3 to 10 days, depending on, you know, how
maybe
you
your coffee maker for 3 to 10 days.
No. I mean, it's right in the article.
I got to see that.
So, yeah, you can use it. It'll like be some sort of a switch that you turn on, so it'll actually run your house.
Huh.
So
That's a cool benefit.
I mean, if you read the whole article, they've put a lot of thought into this thing.
All right, Ford, that sounds awesome. All right, we're gonna step out for a quick break. Get to your calls. Please get on the line if you could. We're here till 11 o'clock. 800-966 WTIC, 522 WTIC. I wonder if Tesla can do that. Can you plug your Tesla into the house?
I don't think
have
so
it go backwards?
Not yet.
Right.
You know, when you get competition and your competition has a feature that you don't, it motivates you to put that into yours.
See it. All right, we'll be right back.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are back, and I've been, you know, I was looking, I believe Bob, but I had to look it up for myself. And
he had to fact check me.
I feel like Facebook. He's not kidding. The F-150 can actually help to power your home if you have an outage, too. So, I mean, we know some folks who are buying power walls from Tesla to power batteries that'll do the same thing. Imagine your truck in your garage. If you start having your cars in your garage have that available power during an outage, I mean, obviously, if you drain the power out of your electric vehicle and you need to go somewhere, you're out of luck. but at least it could actually keep your home running or some aspects of your home running for a while.
So you get...
Because it is counterintuitive to run all the gasoline out of your vehicle if you had gasoline power that was going to power your house, and then you had to go somewhere and you couldn't because you ran out of gas.
Well, you know, that's where you get... Like a fully electric vehicle for whatever you need to do, local errands, commuting,
yeah,
what have you.
Yeah.
And then you get like a hybrid that runs on gasoline in case you have to do something. Yeah, where, yeah. You know.
That's the thing. Having the options is nice. But yeah, we'll put the link up here from TechCrunch talking about this F-150. It's pretty cool. All right. Let's get back to your calls here. We're going to go to Bob in Hartford. What's going on, Bob? Bob, you there?
I'm here.
That's the wrong Bob. Bob going once? Oh, come on, Bob. You there, Bob? Bob going twice?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are, sir. All right. I blame Matt. That. Okay. What's going on?
I have a 5 or 6 year old Lenovo desktop. I've never really used it much in terms of playing DVDs on it, but recently I've tried to do so, and you hear it spin up. The controls come up on the screen and you hear audio, but you don't see any video. And it's using the Windows DVD player. Mm. And I just didn't know what might be causing the inability to, you know, to see the video. I've tried a couple of different ones that have worked on other computers. So I don't believe it has anything to do with the DVD itself.
Right. The physical device is probably okay. But the problem is the encoding of the picture changes. And the software you're using may not have that updated encoding. If you think even in your home DVD players, when you put the Blu-ray in there or what have you, sometimes the player says, oh, I can't play this. I have to go out and get an update. And it gets an update, and then it can play the video. An older computer like yours running that older Windows software might be part of your trouble. I would tell you to consider a different DVD software. And Bob's already looking for one.
The one I recommend, VLC Media Player. It has a lot of codecs built into it. And,
right.
VLC, is that what you say?
Yeah, we can put a link up for it.
Victor, Larry, Charlie, right? VLC.
Okay. I am running Windows 10, if that influences your thinking at all. But
not really. It's the actual software that needs to then get the updated encoding to then show your video. We're assuming your hardware is good. It's just the issue of the software that is not getting the data updated. That's our guess. And I think you could probably do this for free, right, Bob?
Yeah, it's been a free download, so
it's worth trying. Okay. If it still doesn't work, then you could have a physical problem with your DVD player.
Yeah, a lot of people are downloading it. That says 18,644,900, and the number keeps changing every second here.
Yeah,
download. Right. So
well,
far.
I will add to that and see if it works. What's your view on home desktop that's used, you know, for office and Quicken and things like that. The life of it these days, is it 5-6 years and then it's time to scrap it and get a new one, or?
No, I would go as long as you can. I mean, if you can get 6 or more years, I mean, the systems that we build for our customers, we're hoping they're going to last 6+ years and perform. Not just last, but perform for 6+ years. The only reason it can perform is if you have enough technology in the first place. If your home system is still performing, you should get at least 6+ years out of it. But again, if you're looking to go to committee and getting a new computer, I mean, go ahead, right? It's always a good reason to get more technology, more performance, get a higher processor. Things will run faster if you update your system by replacing it. But you should get 6 or 7 years out of a system, but a home one even longer, right? Because you're not making it work real hard.
No, I'm not. And I'm not trying to game or do anything that takes, you know, a ton of resources. So that was my thinking as well. But thank you. I will download that and hopefully it'll work.
All right, Bob. Good luck.
So the other thing on that is a better processor, like avoiding an i3, for instance, will get you longer life out of that computer.
In the first place.
In the first place, because it's more powerful to start with.
Right.
Right. Okay.
All right, Bob.
Thank you again. I appreciate it.
You got it, sir.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go on to Harry in Newington. What's going on, Harry?
Hi. I called you last week about a good imaging software, and I'm going to order Acronis today.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, I have an exact duplicate for my 17-inch Pavilion SATA drive, a terabyte, same model number, everything. I previously used a SATA wire in imaging software and duplicated it, and it works perfect. Now I want to use Acronis, and I want to clean off that drive. I'm just having so much trouble. It has to be completely clean, like it came from the factory, and I've had trouble doing that. Will Acronis do it for me if I'm going to use it for imaging?
I'm not sure.
If you want to go back to the factory, you're really going to need to reload the OS, because if Acronis creates an image, it's going to create an exact image of what you had. So if there's some corruption in your operating system or somewhere along the line, that's going to come over as well.
Right, but he wants to format that drive. That's really what you want to do.
Yeah, I just want to format the drive and then do an image. My PC's working perfectly, but I have too much on it to take a chance. I'd like to image it. Then once it's imaged, if it's possible, I'd like to do incrementals.
Yeah.
With a SATA wire.
So there's a lot of
I want to start with image it, but I can't clean that darn thing off.
Well, so you want to go to a hard drive manufacturer, and the one that comes to mind for me is Seagate. They have a Disk Wizard tool that will help to format drives. So you can go ahead and download the Disk Wizard. Most likely you're going to put it on a removable media of some kind and run it to hit your hard drive. You're going to put that hard drive not as a boot drive, but as a secondary drive. Make sure you're paying attention when you format it. But there's a Disk Wizard out there from Seagate. I'm sure other hard drive manufacturers also have formatting tools, but that's where I would go to get my formatting tools.
This particular drive is a Toshiba terabyte. You know if they have a formatter?
They might. They might. I would never have thought of Toshiba as a drive manufacturer, but they might. I would stick with Seagate still, though, because, again, Seagate is a drive manufacturer, been around forever, and they should be able to read the fat table on that thing and format it.
Okay, so I go to Seagate,
get
a disk formatter, and do whatever it says, and then Acronis should image it with no problem.
Yeah, I mean, Acronis could have it as well, but I just can't tell you for certain.
Okay, well, I'm going to buy it today regardless.
All right.
And maybe I'll try that first and see if it will image it.
Sure.
But so far, what little I've been able to get off that drive wasn't the whole thing, and it says the drive is not big enough. So I know it is big enough. It's the exact model number, and it's worked before.
Gotcha. Well, good luck. This will do it. This format, it'll do it. All right, bye-bye. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break for news. Paul and Tom, if you can hang on through the news, that'd be great. And we'll get back to your calls. Everything's been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com by Mike G., who's working feverishly to get the information out there for you. And if you like us on Facebook over at Tab Computer Systems, and Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy and you're not in Australia, you might get it in your news feed. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we were listening to that commercial, that Slice commercial, the pizza app, and I got super hungry. And, man, that's interesting. Everything's got an app, Bob. Everything's got an app for that.
Yeah.
Everything.
There's an app for that.
Yeah, there's an app for it. So it sounded pretty cool. I only caught pieces of it, and instantly I'm trying to figure out how to get the app. Let's go to your calls, because I'm a geek. Oh, also, Harry in Newington, another thought about your space issue. Just because the drive says it's the exact same size and model doesn't mean it's going to have the exact same amount of space. You almost always want to get a little bigger drive. I know you had success in the past imaging your drive, but sometimes the geometry of how it was manufactured does not give it enough room to do the full image, right? And you can see this in RAID arrays and configurations for servers. If you go and try to buy the exact same drive, sometimes it just does not mirror up properly because it's a slightly, even though the part number is the same, the geometry and how the drive space is laid out could be a little different from the original, and you're not going to have the proper mirror occur. So sometimes it's better to buy a larger drive, just a bit larger, so that you're not coming across that issue. And sometimes a 1 terabyte drive is really a 900 gig drive after you do the formatting, right?
Sometimes the manufacturers now have been allowed to cheat. So they can tell you a gig drive might be 1,000 bytes.
Right.
When the predecessor might have been 1,024.
Right.
Or, you know, megabytes, whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
We know what you're talking about.
That
bits,
thing.
Bytes, bet. Yeah. The thing, yeah. Let's go off to Rhode Island if Paul's still there. Are you there, Paul?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Paul, what can we do for you?
Okay, I'm delivering. That's why I'm in Westerly. I went along with your suggestion for GoNetSpeed.com, but unfortunately I have underground service.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and they told me not to hold my breath.
We got to. Hopefully, they're going to get to the underground eventually. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he said, don't hold. What's your
backup
suggestion?
Well, the next suggestion would be you could try cellular, and/or just go back to broadband cable. I would stay away from DSL. However, in some areas, DSL is getting better because of the competitors like GoNetSpeed are coming into the neighborhood. So you might. I've heard people get lucky on high-speed frontier connections that are coming through. It wouldn't be DSL. They'd run fiber because they're already in the pipe. So they would just.
Oh, I see.
So you might have a shot there, maybe.
All right.
So it's worth checking around. Yeah.
I have Cox, and I have a lot of feedback. The main TV has the
cable box?
The cable box on it. Mm-hmm. And I have those mini boxes on the other TV.
Yeah.
If I switch to something like Frontier, like you're suggesting, how do I feed those other TVs? I use the same cables I have in my house?
Yeah, so getting your service to the other TVs would be usually using the same technology. However, you may want to consider cutting the cable, right? So if you're going to make a change, you would get rid of the idea of cable. Right, you wouldn't use those mini boxes they're charging you monthly for. You wouldn't use the cable box they're charging you monthly for. You would end up with smart TVs or devices that allow for streaming, and you would have a service like a YouTube TV, a Hulu that you would log into, and avoid all those boxes and issues. You can just get your media onto your smart device rather than using those boxes and.
So the other TVs will have to be smart TVs.
Or you add Chromecast, or you add a Roku, or you add a Shield. All sorts of streaming devices exist out there that would then you would connect your service to, whether it's YouTube TV, Hulu, Sling, whatever those softwares are that you'd like,
so
whichever one you fit.
Wi-Fi?
It would go through. You can go through Wi-Fi, yep, or it can be a hardwired connection, but they work through Wi-Fi, yep.
Okay.
So you can really get rid of a lot of hardware.
Yeah, that's why I want to cut the cable. I want to get rid of all that stuff.
Yeah, and you're paying a lot just to have those boxes. They charge you a ridiculous amount of money for those boxes.
Yeah, $5 a month for each one.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Eric. Thank you.
All right, Paul. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Going off to Woodbury next, and Tom. What's happening out there, Tom?
Hey, I love your show, guys. First-time caller.
Oh, great.
I've got a Windows 10 Dell desktop. It's about 5 years old. And can you hear me?
Yes, we can, sir.
Okay, and we're trying to hook up probably a 15-year-old Ion USB turntable to play discs, and I'm very computer illiterate, so I tried it last weekend, and it didn't work. My first dumb question would be, the switch on the back of the turntable says phono and line. Would it go to the line side to go into the back of my desktop?
So you want to get the sound out of your turntable, right?
Yes.
So
through
that
my computer, I'd like to ultimately burn discs and all the rest of that from some old vinyl that we got floating around.
Yeah, very cool. So that would go to your line in. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Okay, so that I did wrong. I put it on the phono side. I installed the installation disc, and it says it's good for Windows 2000 and Windows XP, thinking that I would get an update or something like that. It ran the disc for probably 45 seconds. It had stopped. Nothing seemed to be wrong. But I never got up, like, the window that pops up that says, you know, run and save or any option to do any downloading. Now, that, I guess, could be because I had it hooked up to the phono side of the switch and not the line.
No.
But am I grasping at straws, because I know these are dirt cheap and I can just buy a new one.
The only thing I can think of that you could try is when you go to run it, right-click and choose compatibility mode and try a setting that's, Windows
XP.
Actually, XP, if it's got it, or 7 a lot of times will run some of that. But
right.
Okay, I didn't play with it, trust me, at all, but I did see run older versions of Windows.
That's it.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for. Okay. Yeah.
It might. It might not work.
Yeah, good luck. It sounds like you're going to have some fun there. And the USB may or may not have a driver that'll come down. So you still might be out of luck.
Yeah, I know. I realize that it's an older turntable. So, you know, there's like $150 now. So, I mean, that's nothing if I have to buy a new one.
No, very cool, though.
I'll let you know how I make out.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
Okay, thank you so much for the help.
You got it.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye. It's funny, he was talking about wiring it wrong. I'll be honest about wiring things, because my wife will make me. I can't tell a story. I'll tell it some other time. I don't have enough time. It's come to Jesus moment with my wife. Let's go to Gary in Springfield, Mass. What's going on, Gary?
Hi. I want to scan some documents, and I wonder if you could recommend some software that would allow you to do that, create PDFs, and build an index of keywords or something so I could do searching on it.
Yeah, Paperport does that.
Paperport.
Look up Paperport. A lot of times that software comes with scanners. There's a kind of a dumbed-down version of it that will come with scanners.
But
it should allow you to do some basic scanning and basic indexing of your scans.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, thank you. I love your show.
Thank you.
Great show.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. So, yeah, that should do it. We'll put a link up to Paperport out there if you want it. It's the biggest issue, right? You want to be paperless. You've created all these PDFs, and then you're like, how do I find what I created? Hmm. Right? You got all these files, and it needs to be indexed, and the software has to index all of the keywords in the things you're scanning and creates this big database of information that you can then search.
And then we can save it on our floppy disk.
Yeah, right. On the floppy disk. Sure, Bob. Let's go to Ken in Marlboro next. What's going on, Ken?
Hi, hello there.
Hi.
Okay, I've got a HP Envy printer, 7855.
Mm-hmm.
And when I bought it, I had the regular standard 64, number 64 ink cartridges in it. So I picked up some of the 64XLs, which say they work. But when I put them in, it doesn't recognize those cartridges. I actually brought the first printer back to the big box store, and they said, oh, it must be something wrong with the printer. So they gave me a new one, and the new one, same thing. So for some reason, it won't, and it says right in the box that on the XLs, it'll take, it'll work for the 7855. But for some reason, it does not want to take the XL version of the cartridges.
All I can think of is a driver issue. You changed out the printer. Is there a driver issue that needs to be updated because the printers want to protect counterfeit cartridges? Bob has an idea, too.
Yeah, you may need to do a firmware update on your printer so that it'll recognize the newer or
XL.
Additional versions of those cartridges.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a firmware update? Is there there should be a utility that comes with the printer that allows you to do that type of stuff.
You may need to download it from the manufacturer of the printer.
Right. Yeah, it'd be a third-party application. You update the firmware. Now it's going to see XLs because it's been updated. That probably will work.
Yeah, I just thought it was really weird. You would think it was right out of the box. You'd think it'd be fine. But
no, come on. No, not these days. No. Oh. Never. Don't think anything out of the box is fine. You're going to make me tell that story pretty soon because I have the same. So, yeah, that should do it for you, though. Update that firmware, Ken.
Okay, I'll give that a try.
All right, sir.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we were listening to that commercial, that Slice commercial, the pizza app, and I got super hungry. And, man, that's interesting. Everything's got an app, Bob. Everything's got an app for that.
Yeah.
Everything.
There's an app for that.
Yeah, there's an app for it. So it sounded pretty cool. I only caught pieces of it, and instantly I'm trying to figure out how to get the app. Let's go to your calls because I'm a geek. Oh, also, Harry in Newington, another thought about your space issue. Just because the drive says it's the exact same size and model doesn't mean it's going to have the exact same amount of space. You almost always want to get a little bigger drive. I know you had success in the past imaging your drive, but sometimes the geometry of how it was manufactured does not give it enough room to do the full image, right? And you can see this in RAID arrays and configurations for servers. If you go and try to buy the exact same drive, sometimes it just does not mirror up properly because it's a slightly, even though the part number is the same, the geometry and how the drive space is laid out could be a little different from the original, and you're not going to have the proper mirror occur. So sometimes it's better to buy a larger drive, just a bit larger, so that you're not coming across that issue. And sometimes a 1 terabyte drive is really a 900 gig drive after you do the formatting, right?
Sometimes the manufacturers now have been allowed to cheat. So they can tell you a gig drive might be 1,000 bytes.
Right.
When the predecessor might have been 1,024.
Right.
Or, you know, megabytes, whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
We know what you're talking about.
That
bits,
thing.
Bytes, bet. Yeah. The thing, yeah. Let's go off to Rhode Island if Paul's still there. Are you there, Paul?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
Paul, what can we do for you?
Okay, I'm delivering. That's why I'm in Westerly. I went along with your suggestion for GoNetSpeed.com, but unfortunately I have underground service.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and they told me not to hold my breath.
We got to. Hopefully, they're going to get to the underground eventually. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he said, don't hold. What's your
backup?
Second suggestion?
Well, the next suggestion would be you could try cellular, and or just go back to broadband cable. I would stay away from DSL. However, in some areas, DSL is getting better because of the competitors like GoNetSpeed are coming into the neighborhood. So you might. I've heard people get lucky on high-speed frontier connections that are coming through. It wouldn't be DSL. They'd run fiber because they're already in the pipe. So they would just.
Oh, I see.
So you might have a shot there, maybe.
All right.
So it's worth checking
around.
Yeah.
I have Cox, and I have a lot of feedback. The main TV has the cable box on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have those mini boxes on the other TV.
Yeah.
If I switch to something like Frontier, like you're suggesting, how do I feed those other TVs? I use the same cables I have in my house?
Yeah, so getting your service to the other TVs would be using the same technology. However, you may want to consider cutting the cable, right? So if you're going to make a change, you would get rid of the idea of cable. Right, you wouldn't use those mini boxes they're charging you monthly for. You wouldn't use the cable box they're charging you monthly for. You would end up with smart TVs or devices that allow for streaming, and you would have a service like a YouTube TV, a Hulu that you would log into, and avoid all those boxes and issues. You can just get your media onto your smart device rather than using those boxes and.
So the other TVs will have to be smart TVs.
Or you add Chromecast, or you add a Roku, or you add a Shield. All sorts of streaming devices exist out there that would then you would connect your service to, whether it's YouTube TV, Hulu, Sling, whatever those softwares are that you'd like,
so
whichever one you fit.
Wi-Fi?
It would go through. You can go through Wi-Fi. Yep, or it can be a hardwired connection, but they work through Wi-Fi. Yep.
Okay.
So you can really get rid of a lot of hardware.
Yeah, that's why I want to cut the cable. I want to get rid of all that stuff.
Yeah, and you're paying a lot just to have those boxes. They charge you a ridiculous amount of money for those boxes.
Yeah, $5 a month for each one.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Eric. Thank you.
All right, Paul. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Going off to Woodbury next, and Tom. What's happening out there, Tom?
Hey, I love your show, guys. First-time caller.
Oh, great.
I've got a Windows 10 Dell desktop. It's about 5 years old. And can you hear me?
Yes, we can, sir.
Okay. And we're trying to hook up probably a 15-year-old Ion USB turntable to play discs. And I'm very computer illiterate, so I tried it last weekend, and it didn't work. My first dumb question would be, the switch on the back of the turntable says phono and line. Would it go to the line side to go into the back of my desktop?
So you want to get the sound out of your turntable, right?
Yes.
So
through my computer, I'd like to ultimately burn discs and all the rest of that from some old vinyl that we got floating around.
Yeah, very cool. So that would go to your line in. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Okay, so that I did wrong. I put it on the phono side. I installed the installation disc,
and it says it's good for Windows 2000 and Windows XP, thinking that I would get an update or something like that. It ran the disk for probably 45 seconds. It stopped. Nothing seemed to be wrong. But I never got up, like, the window that pops up that says, you know, run and save or any option to do any downloading. Now, that, I guess, could be because I had it hooked up to the phono side of the switch and not the line.
No.
But am I grasping at straws, because I know these are dirt cheap and I can just buy a new one.
The only thing I can think of that you could try is when you go to run it, right click and choose compatibility mode and try a setting that's Windows
XP.
Actually XP if it's got it, or 7 a lot of times will run some of that. But
Okay, I didn't play with it, trust me, at all. But I did see run older versions of Windows.
That's it.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for. Okay.
Yeah. It might not work.
Yeah, good luck. It sounds like you're going to have some fun there. And the USB may or may not have a driver that'll come down. So you still might be out of luck.
Yeah, I know. I realize that it's an older turntable. So, you know, there's like $150 now. So, I mean, that's nothing if I have to buy a new one.
No, very cool, though.
I'll let you know how I make out.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
Okay, thank you so much for the help.
You got it.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye. It's funny, he was talking about wiring it wrong. I'll be honest about wiring things. My wife will make me. I can't tell a story. I'll tell it some other time. I don't have enough time. It's come to Jesus moment with my wife. Let's go to Gary in Springfield, Mass. What's going on, Gary?
Hi. I want to scan some documents, and I wonder if you could recommend some software that would allow you to do that, create PDFs, and build an index of keywords or something so I could do searching on it.
Yeah, Paperport does that.
Paperport.
Look up Paperport. A lot of times that software comes with scanners. There's a kind of a dumbed-down version of it that will come with scanners.
But
it should allow you to do some basic scanning and basic indexing of your scans.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, thank you. I love your show.
Thank you.
Great show.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. So, yeah, that should do it. We'll put a link up to Paperport out there if you want it. It's the biggest issue, right? You want to be paperless. You've created all these PDFs, and then you're like, how do I find what I created? Mm-hmm. Right? You got all these files, and it needs to be indexed. And the software has to index all of the keywords in the things you're scanning and creates this big database of information that you can then search.
And then we can save it on our floppy disk.
Yeah, right. On the floppy disk. Sure, Bob. Let's go to Ken in Marlboro next. What's going on, Ken?
Hi, hello there.
Hi.
Okay, I've got a HP Envy printer, 7855.
Mm-hmm.
And when I bought it, I had the regular standard 64 ink cartridges in it. So I picked up some of the 64XLs, which say they work. But when I put them in, it doesn't recognize those cartridges. I actually brought the first printer back to the big box store, and they said, oh, it must be something wrong with the printer. So they gave me a new one, and the new one, same thing. So for some reason, it won't. And it says right in the box that on the XLs, it'll take, it'll work for the 7855. But for some reason, it does not want to take the XL version of the cartridges.
All I can think of is a driver issue. You changed out the printer. Is there a driver issue that needs to be updated? Because the printers want to protect counterfeit cartridges. Bob has an idea, too.
Yeah, you may need to do a firmware update on your printer so that it'll recognize the newer additional versions of those cartridges.
Yeah.
Okay,
is there a firmware update? Is there there should be a utility that comes with the printer that allows you to do that type of stuff.
You may need to download it from the manufacturer of the printer.
Right. Yeah, it'd be a third-party application. You update the firmware. Now it's going to see XLs because it's been updated. That probably will work.
Yeah, I just thought it was really weird. You think it was right out of the box, you think it would be fine. But
no, come on. No, not these days. No, never. God. Don't think anything out of the box is fine. You're going to make me tell that story pretty soon because I have this. So, yeah, that should do it for you, though. Update that firmware, Ken.
Okay, I'll give that a try.
All right, sir.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. We're going to step out for a quick break. Four lines wide open for you. Feel free to get online. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. And then coming up at 11 o'clock, Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. And I'll tell you my story real quick here. You guys probably don't care, but I'll tell you anyways. So I'm opening up the pool. I have a love-hate relationship with my pool. And, of course, the pump doesn't work. It's an old pump. Okay, I'll change the pump out. No big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I go change out the pump. And you got to take the wiring off because the pumps don't come with plugs. You got to use the old plug. And the old plug had the big, what looked to be a 220-volt stick twist style plug, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, that's what I'm finding. So I get my pump all connected up, and I turn it on, and it's running. But running causing error, right? So I'm not getting enough. I'm not getting it to prime. So I've changed every seal, every spot on that thing. I use the shaving cream test to find air leaks. I disconnect and reconnect that thing three times to make sure it's not sucking air from the suction side, producing this air bubble. I'm spending the whole weekend. My life is just utter hell of pool pumps and air leaks that I'm assuming. I'm YouTubing the heck out of this thing. What could possibly go wrong? Here are all the things you can do. And I'll tell you, they never told me the thing that it was.
You didn't have a voltmeter.
No, I did not, because I didn't think so. I didn't need to, because it was already a 220-volt style plug. But it turns out...
You can do 125 on that.
It turns out you can do 110, 115, right? It was pre-configured as a 220-volt pump at the factory. And all you had to do to change it was to plug this other thing in to make it a 115. You literally pop out this one thing and pop in another, and it's 115. So I'm calling the pool experts. Hey, I'm having this issue with my pump. What do you think I should do? Oh, make sure you do this. Make sure you do that. Make sure you check the seals. I did all that. We get the pool guy out there, and in 5 seconds he realizes it's under the wrong power. Puts the little 115 on there, and it's working like a champ. I guess the moral of the story is, you need an expert, right, to know what the heck you're doing. I mean, you can YouTube everything. And I almost should make a video for ding-dongs like me who assume, you know what that makes, right, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah.
We all do.
Who assume just because the plug looks like a 220-volt plug doesn't mean it is. I mean, every time we ever use it in our business for big UPSs to protect servers and stuff like that, those big UPSs plug into 220-volt stick twist-style connections, but not your pool pump. It could.
But that's why we also put little stickers on it that says 220 volts.
Well, that'd be nice too. So again, the moral of the story is you got to talk to an expert. I tried to get the pool guys out there, but they're so busy right now. And they finally, they swung by, and man, oh man, my wife never let me hear the end of it. Because she's like, I told you to put that thing on. I told you to try. I figured I'd blow everything up. I would have bet my third kid that was a 220-volt connection, right? Because that's the style. Because I'm a ding-dong with energy, clearly. I don't know how electricity works. But I wasted a whole weekend, 3 days.
Well, live and learn. And here's the other thing.
Yeah.
All schools cost money. And you just paid, and you learned a lesson.
I did. Hey, let's go to Grand Rapids, Michigan really quick here with Rocky. Are you there, Rocky?
Yes, hi.
What's happening out there in Michigan? Did Whitmer let you out yet?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm good. What's going on here? Let's pose my question here.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get up to speed on restore, recovery, backup, imaging, all these different things.
Yeah.
My question was a simple one. How do I prepare best for a catastrophic hard disk failure, where I'd like to be able to take all the applications loaded and everything and clone that over, move that over to a brand-new equivalent hard disk?
Yeah, that's called imaging. That's what Bob is talking about, the earlier caller. You're going to get a Cronus and get an imaging software, and that'll image everything as it looks. You'll be able to relocate it in a like piece of hardware. If you take that imaged hard drive and it's in a vintage system that's like 10 years old, It may not play nicely in a current system. You may need a bunch of updates. But if it's a like system, a similar system, it'll probably accept being transplanted from the old one to the new, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like same computer hardware, same motherboard, but
similar.
It's
catastrophic
failure of the hard disk, to the point that I can't get anything at all on it off of it.
Yeah, you want to do an imaging software like a Cronus, and we'll put a link up there for you as well.
Okay.
So you can download the software. It sounded like you were printing something.
Yeah, but not Windows Recovery. That wouldn't be enough, would it?
Not really. You want a full image of everything, and I would tell you to use a third party like that.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, Rocky. Thank you for calling.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. It sounded like he was like using a 3D printer in the background, didn't it?
Yeah, well, or that, or a dot matrix.
He would never use a dot matrix. Come on,
I know,
Rocky.
You we have clients that use dot matrix.
No, I know we do. Well, I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. And thank you guys for calling us. I want to thank Matt back there in Farmington, who eventually we'll see in person, for producing the show. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com, which is going to have all the links for everything we talked about. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, you can go ahead and like us. And Mark Zuckerberg may deem our newsworthy to get into your news feed. We do appreciate it. And Bob?
We'll see you next week.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. And then coming up at 11 o'clock, Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. And I'll tell you my story real quick here. You guys probably don't care, but I'll tell you anyways. So I'm opening up the pool. I have a love-hate relationship with my pool. And, of course, the pump doesn't work. It's an old pump. Okay, I'll change the pump out. No big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I go change out the pump. And you got to take the wiring off because the pumps don't come with plugs. You got to use the old plug. And the old plug had a big, what looked to be a 220-volt stick twist style plug, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, that's what I'm finding. So I get my pump all connected up, and I turn it on, and it's running. But running causing error, right? So I'm not getting enough. I'm not getting it to prime. So I've changed every seal, every spot on that thing. I use the shaving cream test to find air leaks. I disconnect and reconnect that thing three times to make sure it's not sucking air from the suction side, producing this air bubble. I'm spending the whole weekend. My life is just utter hell of pool pumps and air leaks that I'm assuming. I'm YouTubing the heck out of this thing. What could possibly go wrong? Here are all the things you can do. And I'll tell you, they never told me the thing that it was.
You didn't have a voltmeter.
No, I did not, because I didn't think so. I didn't need to, because it was already 220-volt style plug. But it turns out...
You can do 125 on that.
It turns out you can do 110, 115, right? It was pre-configured as a 220-volt pump at the factory. And all you had to do to change it was to plug this other thing in to make it a 115. You literally pop out this one thing and pop in another, and it's 115. So I'm calling the pool experts. Hey, I'm having this issue with my pump. What do you think I should do? Oh, make sure you do this. Make sure you do that. Make sure you check the seals. I did all that. We get the pool guy out there, and in 5 seconds, he realizes it's under the wrong power. Puts the little 115 on there, and it's working like a champ. I guess the moral of the story is, you need an expert, right, to know what the heck you're doing. I mean, you can YouTube everything. And I almost should make a video for ding-dongs like me who assume, you know what that makes, right, Bob?
Yes,
yeah.
We all do.
Who assume just because the plug looks like a 220-volt plug doesn't mean it is. I mean, every time we ever use it in our business for big UPSs to protect servers and stuff like that, those big UPSs plug into 220-volt stick twist-style connections, but not your pool pump. It could.
But that's why we also put little stickers on it that says 220 volts.
Well, that'd be nice too. So again, the moral of the story is you got to talk to an expert. I tried to get the pool guys out there, but they're so busy right now. And they finally swung by, and man, oh man, my wife never let me hear the end of it. Because she's like, I told you to put that thing on. I told you to try. I figured I'd blow everything up. I would have bet my third kid that was a 220-volt connection, right? Because that's the style. Because I'm a ding-dong with energy, clearly. I don't know how electricity works. But I wasted a whole weekend, 3 days.
Well, live and learn. And here's the other thing.
Yeah.
All schools cost money. And you just paid, yeah, and you learned a lesson.
I did. Hey, let's go to Grand Rapids, Michigan, really quick here with Rocky. Are you there, Rocky?
Yes, hi.
What's happening out there in Michigan? Did Whitmer let you out yet?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm getting going here. Yeah, let's post my question here.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get up to speed on restore, recovery, backup, imaging, all these different things.
Yeah.
My question was a simple one. How do I prepare best for a catastrophic hard disk failure? where I'd like to be able to take all the applications loaded and everything and clone that over, move that over to the brand new equivalent hard disk.
Yeah, that's called imaging. That's what Bob is talking about, the earlier caller. You're going to get a Cronus and get an imaging software, and that'll image everything as it looks. You'll be able to relocate it in a like piece of hardware. If you take that imaged hard drive and it's in a vintage system that's like 10 years old, it may not play nicely in a current system. You may need a bunch of updates, but if it's a like system, a similar system, it'll probably accept being transplanted from the old one to the new, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like same computer hardware, same motherboard, but
similar,
hard disk point that I can't get anything at all on it off of it.
Yeah, you want to do an imaging software like a Cronus, and we'll put a link up there for you as well, okay. So you can download the software. It sounded like you were printing something.
Yeah, but not Windows Recovery. That wouldn't be enough, would it?
Not really. You want a full image of everything, and I would tell you to use a third party like that.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, Rocky. Thank you for calling.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. It sounded like he was like using a 3D printer in the background, didn't it?
Yeah, well, or that, or a dot matrix.
He would never use dot matrix. Come on,
I know,
Rocky.
You we have clients that use dot matrix.
No, I know we do. Well, I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. And thank you guys for calling us. I want to thank Matt back there in Farmington, who eventually we'll see in person, for producing the show. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com, which is going to have all the links for everything we talked about. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, you can go ahead and like us. And Mark Zuckerberg may deem our newsworthy to get into your newsfeed. We do appreciate it. And Bob?
We'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.